Honey bee. Jab. Jibbity, jab, jab, jab. Jab. Oh, now I got your attention. You've been staring at that screen for hours. So, which one are you working on this time? Oh, that one? I think you said this one is taking the longest to push out. So which part are you up to now? You don't like the progress you're making so far? Well, maybe you can set it aside for now and work on other ones. It's not like it's paid work, you're doing this for fun. So, why put so much pressure on yourself? Oh, right. I can see why this one has great sentimental value to you then. Well, comparing to the previous ones you've done anyway. Baby, you know the first draft is always the first to be scrapped, right? I know, I know. You always come up with the most zany ideas. But hey, how long have I known you for? It's always very tempting to go, "Oh, it's perfect. I ain't changing a dang thing about this. Just leave it as it is. Don't fix what ain't broken." I just don't think any project is worth you stressing over so much that it seeps into other parts of your life. I mean, outside of work, we barely get to spend time together as it is. Come the weekend, it's cleaning, running errands, and then we plop into the couch and be zombies until dinner time. Okay, potatoes. How about potato zombies? Fine. Zombie potatoes. I still think potato zombies sound better, though. I've been meaning to get back to my long-neglected hobbies myself. You know, I'm guilty of procrastinating on that, too. But there are so many. I don't know which ones to start. Baby, the first draft is meant to be the catalyst, not the final. I mean, Think of it this way. If every pork chop were perfect, we wouldn't have hot dogs. Still, yeah. Sometimes I'd prefer the convenience of hot dogs over pork chops. You know how patient you have to be to cook those darn things. I swear to God, as soon as I blink, I overcook the little devils. Speaking of which, what do you want for lunch? Not hungry? I don't believe you. Nope, you are not pulling this shtick on me this time. I don't want to make something for myself, only for you to go, "Oh, can I have a bite?" and you end up eating half off my plate. Nope, not happening today. For real, babe, that's annoying as heck. Still, knowing you, I'd just make yours and set it aside anyway. But I ain't bringing it to you. What? I don't like our room smelling like food. You know how I am. So, what are you stuck on? Oh, it ain't about that? Then what is it? Oh, honeybee. I can understand the sentiment. I mean, sure, it's so much easier to build a world where things are kinder, easier and even more uplifting than real life situations. But isn't that what makes escapism wonderful? Giving you enough time to breathe so you can be ready to face the day again. And taking on the world as you know it? Still, I know. It's polarizing. Fucked up, even. How with one of them, everything is dandy, zany, and nonsensical. In the other, there are obstacles to tackle, and with consequences. And you don't always get what you want. And if you're lucky, you're alive for another day to do it all over again. And that's how the cookie crumbles. Still, you know what I think? Despite everything that's happening right now, how things can be so demoralizing, I'm glad I'm in it. I'm glad that I'm here. Because you're here with me. No, please, baby, don't say that. I don't need you to always be present with brazen assurance. We're not pre-packed Sammies. We can't always be ready to go. Just because you feel like a disheveled husk doesn't mean that's the entirety of you. Not ready to talk, huh? It's okay with me. You know I ain't going anywhere. I'll be here when you're ready. I'll call you when I'm done. No, I'm not telling you what we're having. You're gonna have to find out for yourself. See you soon, love.